Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, we've got a short devotion today. Hope you enjoy it. There's something wonderfully sudden when we recognize and accept Jesus Christ as God's Son and our Savior. The Old Testament has many instances of sudden judgment. But the New Testament shows us over and over the sudden realization of the Son. I believe that's because you really just can't grow gradually into being a Christian, not the born-again kind. You can't back into it rationally or approach it cautiously. You really must be touched or empowered, so to speak, to see Him by the Spirit of God. Even Christ's disciples had no clue, no real understanding of Jesus' words, His mission, or His identity until after they were empowered by the Spirit. And this suddenness is always about Jesus. In John chapter 1, we read, Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no deceit." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered and said to him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." See, Nathanael's world was suddenly rocked by the first words he heard from Jesus, because he truly heard him. Now, Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. This is all out of John chapter 20. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." So he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, "Peace to you." And then he said to Thomas, "Reach your finger here and look at my hands, and reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing." And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Thomas had listened to Jesus for years, but he became disillusioned and angry when he felt left out, or so he probably thought. After that, you know what? He had to touch the scars. But the result was sudden and lifelong. Oh, and then we've got Paul. It says in the book of Acts, "Then Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked letters from him to the synagogues of Damascus, so that if he found any who were in the way, whether men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly, a light shone round about him from heaven. Then he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?' And he said, 'Who are you, Lord?' And the Lord said, 'I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goads.' So he, trembling and astonished, said, 'Lord, what do you want me to do?' And the Lord said to him, 'Arise, go into the city, and you'll be told what to do.'" Saul, later called the Apostle Paul, was an outright enemy of Jesus and everything he stood for. He persecuted the first believers ardently until the light of Christ knocked him to the ground and empowered him to see the Lord in his glory. In Paul's own account, in Acts 22, he says, "Now it happened, as I journeyed and came near Damascus about noon, suddenly a great light from heaven shone around about me. Suddenly a great light from heaven shone around me." Now, it may not happen to you exactly the way it did for these guys, but the truth is that until the Holy Spirit empowers you to desire, recognize, and receive Jesus, you will at best be religious. But don't fret. You can ask for that empowering. Luke 11:13, Jesus says, "If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Jesus told Nicodemus, the teacher of Israel, about this suddenness in John chapter 3. It says, "Jesus answered and said to him, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit." Now, born again is literally procreated from on high. And though procreation itself is not necessarily sudden, the final part, which we call birth, is sudden. So why all this focus on suddenness? Is that really the big deal? No, it's just that God wants our attention. Spiritual growth is not sudden, but rather requires patience. But the prerequisite spiritual birth is. You see, the big deal is the change, the new life, the new creature, the new relationship with God. And we who believe should be aware that something very sudden is on the horizon for many, if not most of us. 1 Corinthians 15, you've heard this. Get excited, it's cool. "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." Yes. Spiritual birth brings spiritual change, and the day is coming in which Christ will complete the change to include all our being, soul, spirit, and body. Hallelujah. Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.